Good morning, a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. You know, it's just about Christmas time, Alan, that time of year when we put our shorts on and we, you know, get out the sunglasses and the straw hat and we sit outside. It's quite amazing. Of course, we're witnessing the potential for some really record-breaking warmth tomorrow. On Christmas Eve, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s, not to mention the very dense fog that's out there this morning.
That's right, David. It's a little scary. Of course, the deniers, and I deny the deniers, but the deniers will tell you that this has been going on for the millions of years that the Earth has been around. You know, there's ice ages, there's non-ice ages, and that's what they're going to claim. The scientific community is saying, we're putting this carbon into the air, we're creating this hell ourselves, and the atmosphere is being damaged, and I believe them. So this is nice to have a little warm weather, but it's also very frightening.
Well, you basically predicted this when it comes to presidential candidate Donald Trump. That you will up the ante and be more outrageous each time. And now we see a vulgar swipe at Hillary Clinton because she came back late from the bathroom during the debate.
Well, Donald Trump, some would think, is an evil genius. And here's why. He is making the claim that Hillary was late from the bathroom and then uses a vulgar term involving her. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And let me just say that he knows what he's doing. You know, he is playing to everybody in the United States who believes that PC has gone too far. We can't have fun. We can't tell jokes. We can't target people who are different from ourselves, all of which are important developments in our society so that we play well with each other and so that everybody gets a fair break. But Trump is taking all those people who like to tell dirty jokes in the back of the garage, saying, you know, you guys are pretty good. You can tell those stories and you can use those words that I just used with Hillary. And you know that it's working because take a look at the polls. They showed that he's favored by a lot of people. Now, people think it'll be different in the general election than it is in the primaries, but I'm not so sure about that. I think this country has a lot of people who have been frustrated by not being allowed to do the damage that they used to do.
The flow of migrants and refugees in the Times today, Turkey moving to stem the flow of refugees, but obviously the crisis continues.
Well, you know, David, this is a terrible situation for so many countries. You get an Angela Merkel, who has been so exemplary in her attitude towards refugees in Germany, and she's paying a terrific political price for it. She, of course, you know, knows the history of the Germans and is saying there is a better side to us and a worse side to us, and let us show the better side. And she's, as I say, under attack for doing that. The United States says, okay, come on now, everybody, take refugees, and we'll take some. And then governors of the some of these states pick on these poor, unfortunate people who are risking drowning in order to get away from Syria and these other countries. So the United States, which is supposed to be the shining city on the hill, you know, gets in bed with some of the people in Germany who are reactive to this. And I don't want to call them names, but you can all figure it out. And so what do we have? A bunch of hypocrites. The United States say, okay, we'll take 100,000 or whatever it is. And that's nothing compared to all of those people in the hundreds of thousands that Germany has already taken. As I've said again and again on these microphones, watch what they do, not what they say.
Well, there may not be a chill in the air, but here's some chilling insight, Alan. 1950s U.S. nuclear target list. For the first time, the National Archives and Records Administration has released a detailed list of the U.S. potential targets for atomic bombers in the event of war with the Soviet Union.
And of course, David, they had theirs. And one of the things that all of us have been wondering about for years is where we stood. So, for example, in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, where General Electric used to be, was always assumed to be a target. And let me just say, we're not done with that. The Cold War is allegedly over, but all of these ballistic missiles and everything else are aimed somewhere. And somebody's got that list.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, happy holiday season to all of our listeners. Be safe.
Yes, and dare I say it, a Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Thank you. And dare I say, Happy Hanukkah. and Kwanzaa, and whatever you're celebrating. Enjoy.